Hello and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy black peeps dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. I'm Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I go by any pronouns.
Hi, I'm Tara. I go by she, her pronoun.
Hi, I'm Sav. I go by she, her pronouns.
And that is the crew. Thanks for coming to the show. This week is a topics of the week. That was a weird sentence. But the first topic we're going to talk about, let's see. We could talk about Drumkey. Want to go first?
Yeah.
I mean, well, let me explain Weapon. So basically, Song Drumkey, he is a Korean male actor. What shows has he been in?
Descendants of the Sun, Vincenzo.
Oh, the one that married the white woman?
Yes.
Yes.
So he used to be with, who was, what was her name?
Hyoko.
But yeah, now he's with this white woman. They recently just welcomed their child. And he's getting a little bit of backlash because of something he said about male actors losing their jobs or not getting opportunities because of them getting married and having children. So.
LOL.
Bullshit, really.
Oh, what's the bullshit part? Like, about which part?
I just feel like it's not true. Like, male actors that get married still be employed. Like, if this was the music industry, yeah, I could get behind that. Because there has been multiple, like, male K-pop idols that have gotten married and then, you know, they want them out the group or they don't even want to talk about them anymore. They're not as popular as they used to be when they were perceived as things. But when it comes to actors, like, that's what they expect. Like, all they do is ship actors together. Like,
right.
It's fine.
Like, he was still getting booked when he was with old girl.
He was.
And it's just, I feel like he feel that way because people kind of, like, are not realizing, like, what a fucking dick he is. And, like, he's just not, they're just people that's better than him.
Frankly.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is, like, his way of, like, coping with the fact that, like, people don't like the way he acts sometimes. Like, if you're a good actor, you're gonna get your roles, you know? But, like, if you say a bunch of, like, awful stuff, who's gonna want to book you, you know?
Is, and just for, like, any clarification, because, like, I'm not familiar, like, is there any, like, past, like, controversies he's been, like, dealing, or, like...
Him and the actress from Descendants of the Sun, I believe it's Heiko? I don't know. But, she was just in The Glory, you know? Anyway, when they were married, he publicly divorced her. Like, he didn't tell her. Oh, well, I guess, well, he didn't tell her that he was going to tell, like, I guess, the public. Because you can't just divorce somebody without them knowing. So I'm sure she knew. But he made it seem like as though that it was her fault or, like, she was a bad person, kind of, because she didn't want to have kids, and he did. And... like, she got a lot of backlash from that situation. And he was seen as, oh, like, that's terrible. You went through that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the victim. And there's no, like, real victim in this situation that we know of. But I feel like it probably went, oh, I don't want to have kids. Oh, you don't want to have kids? That's okay. She'll change her mind. And then, no, I was serious. I don't want to have kids. What?
Yeah.
And how long before he was with white bitch?
It was some years.
It was some years?
Yeah,
I thought it was like.
Divorced. I believe they got divorced 2 years ago.
I don't know why. I thought he got like a couple months after.
It feel like that. It really do feel like that.
They got divorced in 2019.
Oh, so six years.
But I think that it feels like it's been such a short time because him and the girl didn't get to, like, I feel like they, maybe, I don't know, but I feel like they had just started dating and then got married and now she had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ready, quite frankly.
But I think that's just his guilty conscience, like, nagging at him low-key. Because, like, I don't know. Why would you just say that? You're not getting booked because people, like, don't want you.
Right, that's not
because of your scandals, babes.
That's crazy.
I was about to say, we can go on to the next one. But Luna was finally able to break free from BBC. They were fine.
Yes.
They were, what was it? They won their, like thingy thing, right? Geez. Yeah. So
yeah, they
were able to terminate their contracts, and they're finally free. And they all left.
Preach.
Yeah.
Chu always wins.
Yes, Chu always does win. It was so sad when all that stuff, like, came out.
It really was, like, and the fact that this has all happened in less than a year, like, last August, I saw Luna, like, OT11, only because, or OT10, because Jimin was sick, but, and she wasn't there because of her, you know, her other schedules, but, like, we just thought it was normal. I mean, of course, we were upset by the fact that she wasn't there, we wanted all of them, but, like, it was just like a normal tour without a member. And then they just neglected to tell everyone what was going on. Which, obviously, they neglect a lot of things.
Yeah.
So no surprise there. But it, you know what? I'm glad that it took this quick, or like this short of a time. Because if that was over here, we'd be waiting 2-3 years just to get inside the first court date.
Man. That's what I like about like South Korean, like, well, at least the one thing I like.
They get to it.
Yes, it's very fast. Like, they don't waste time.
I'm glad they were able to get freed. And I hope that, I don't know if all of them, like, are, you know, on the same page of, like, you know, doing something as a whole or not, or if they're even allowed to, but, you know, I wish the best for all of them.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking, like, what they would do. Because, like, if they were to come together, it would just be, like, another idol group that, you know, like a survival show, like IOI. Like, everyone's a part of a different company, but they came together for a temporary group. Like, that's what it's going to feel like. But, you know, like, they won't be able to perform any of the songs. Or would they? Like, I don't know. But, like, I would imagine that they can't perform any of the original songs because of the rights to BBC.
Yeah.
So if they did come back, we'd be getting a completely new version of Luna, which is interesting, to say the least. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, they'll probably have to get a new name, too.
Well, I don't know if they'd have to change. If they went under, like, the English name Luna, they may be able to do that. Because the only name they trademarked was their name, like their, you know, their actual name, Girl of the Month in Hangul. So maybe they can re-debut as like Luna in English, but I don't know. Maybe BBC will like try to be petty and try to stop them somehow.
Yeah, like this is like plagiarism or something, which is funny because it's just like, what do you have? What do y'all have left?
I'm saying, like, what are you fighting so hard for?
But it's crazy, like, Queendom
fumbled your biggest bag.
Yes, like, how could you fuck up that bad? Like, you had Chu in your group, you had VV. I don't know, it was just too many talented people in there for them to like mess it up like that.
And they were popular, they've had fans for a very, very long, Like, they're not, we know. Like, and if they, I feel like if they just took Luna as seriously as Orbitz take Luna, then they could have been more successful, because we had a whole boycott going on, you know? Like, nobody was streaming songs, nobody was doing anything that contributed to BBC. Like, that is how strong we were. But BBC doesn't just, I guess they just doubt their power and what their fans could do. And it just blew up in their face.
I feel like with, like, girl groups, like, companies don't take them seriously for real. And it's just like,
mm-mm. It's pitiful.
Sexism go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just kind of disappointed as well. Like, they can't perform as all 12, like, at least not right now. And then all those songs.
There's so many songs that you will not see live anymore. So many performances. They got a whole album that they recorded that we're never going to hear.
Bruh.
That's sick.
Because they sure was trying to push that comeback.
They were. They were. Like, they were dropping fan meetings and concerts in Japan. And they were doing all this and that, trying to do everything to distract us from what was going on. And it was not working.
It seemed like just straight after Queendom, it was just like, oh, Chu has been facing mistreatment from BBC. I was just like, oh, what is going on? It just seemed like they never got a break.
Yeah, truly. They were really worked. And I, honestly, as much as I loved being able to see them last year, that tour had to have been a lot of stress for them. Yeah. Like, there were members sick left and right. Members sitting down because they couldn't sing, not dance. Like, they should have had a better tour experience, but BBC obviously didn't want to put the effort in for that.
But I do hope, like, that with their new ventures, that they can, you know, still be idols. Well, the ones that want to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Odd Eye Circle finna debut. Tune in.
Yeah, I'm going to tune in because that was my favorite unit.
Ooh, I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Well, I try to look at Luna, look it up. I forgot I blocked the account.
I'm so weak. That was me cleaning out some of my playlist. I was like, I got all these Luna songs. Let me take them out. Let me hide them. Block the artist. I can't take no risks. It's like, as soon as I hear a Luna song, it's kind of hard for me to skip because I really, really enjoy them.
Man.
And so, like, I catch myself singing. Man, I catch myself just listening to the song, and then I realize I'm supposed to be boycotting.
Jamie, why not?
That YouTube premium comes in handy.
Man, right?
Like, they fucked it up real bad. Like,
yeah, real bad.
I just, that's gotta be the most disappointing, like, thing, I think, this year. Between, like, a group, a company losing a group, other than CBX. Like, if you manage to lose such good groups, like, that's all you. That's, like, you could have prevented that.
So, I'm gonna read... So we're gonna move on to the next one. But good luck to, you know, the Lunar members and all that. But, well, just to read off, like, the message that CBX, like, put together with a lawyer. Let me see. But basically, CBX is trying to sue SM Entertainment for just not paying them and just not showing statements or in just the long, long, long years of mistreatment just with them and XO, like, in general. So let me see.
Been over 10 years.
I do. There is something that I have noticed. Like, there's a lot more like groups coming out and like fighting back against their labels for this stuff, and I hope it gets to the point where they won't have to do this because their labels are actually, you know, at least the bare minimum just paying them
exactly
for, you know, what they've been working, like how they've been working, because like this is ridiculous how like common this is. I mean, we already know, like stuff like this has happened, like, with, like, New Edition and, like, so many, like, groups.
Like, I ain't heard that. Oh, wow.
Stuff like that. And it's just like, this is not like, this is like a, like, this is like a international thing. Like, this is happening. Like, I don't know. I don't understand, like, why, like, companies just don't do their groups how they're supposed to. It's just weird. But I do hope things get better for, like, musical groups, because they deserve to, you know, be paid for what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. Continue.
No, you're good. Because, like, it should not be this common of a trend for, like, music companies to be known for, like, being corrupt or being shady.
Shady as hell, like.
Bruh.
I don't even know why artists got to sue to get their money back. Like,
bruh.
Right.
Why? Like, legal job laws that says, yo, you ain't paying them what they supposed to be paid.
Right? Isn't that weird? I guess it's different because it's, like, actually, I don't know, like, I don't know, understand, like, how it would be different, like, since it's, like, I don't know, entertainment, maybe there's, like, a, but, yeah, it is weird, like, they don't got, like, what them shit's called? Pay stubs?
Morals?
Like, what?
Not pay stubs.
Yeah, that's too.
Morals.
Like, what? Like, why? It's just so weird. Like, what do you mean they've been training and working for you for over so-and-so years and they're still broke? Like, bro, what the fuck?
It just... Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's reminding me of, like, when TLC wasn't getting paid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. And you know what, like, it's really common for smaller groups to get mistreated, which I don't understand why, because, what was it? The other day, I was in Atlanta for the TXT concerts, and me and my friend went to a K-pop store, and we ran into someone who just started randomly talking to us, and they were talking about ELAST and how they got really mistreated on their tour. People weren't getting, like, their merch. Their concert was at a wedding venue. It was just really bad and really disappointing. And it's like, why do these people have to put so much effort just to be treated right when you're literally supposed to be paying them because you're using them? Like, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like, it's supposed to be, like, give and take, you know, a healthy relationship between, like, idols and managers and their companies. But that's getting more and more rare, which I don't understand why.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's really, and it's stupid because it's like, how do you expect to get away with that? Yeah. Like, if somebody sees a member crying, you think no one's gonna care? Like,
man,
really care?
Man, fans will tear the walls of that company down. What the fuck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like. It seems like maybe before it was like I don't know, I feel like it's such a nuance for idols to speak out against their companies for so long, and now that, like, you know, people have, like, started to, like, break away from, like, you know, just being treated any type of way, it's like more and more people are doing it, and it's mm-hmm. just like it's kind of, like, sick how that was just, like, you know, adapted, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, oh, you're not being treated good. We don't talk about that. Like, we don't share it out loud. We, you know, you need to either, like, do better or, like, keep it to yourself type thing. Probably, like, how it is
right.
Like, mental health issues and stuff like that. And it's just real crazy, like, how it kind of, like, is very telling about how the industry really feels about their artists. And it's just, like, they really probably just, well, definitely just don't care. They're just trying to get some money and make themselves more popular. It's just weird.
Let me tell you something. If something were to come out about JYP, I'm sending a nuke. That's all I'm gonna say. Please. That's all I'm gonna say. They need to be paying. It doesn't make sense. Like, you put in so much work, you pay so much for music videos, clothes, hair, makeup, music time. Like, you pay so much, put so much effort in, and then you get the payoff. What do you do with it? Paying the paying the staff. Like, what are you doing with that?
They be charging artists back for that shit.
Man,
which
bro,
is crazy. Like, which is crazy.
Artists pay for, like,
they have to pay back their debt. That's crazy too.
That, and like, they're not even paying them. Like, what? First of all, that doesn't make any sense at all. Because, like, how do they have debt when they're doing stuff that you want them to do because they're popular? Like, it makes no sense. Like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Because I understand, like, the concept of contracts and, like, being binded to a company. Okay. But, like, I feel like there's just too much put against the artist and not enough against the company. Like, there has to be an equal trade. And it's a lot of the artists just giving. And Sally is with a lot of, like, just music companies in general. And SM Entertainment is the main perpetrator of this. Like, this not even their first time, this not even their second time or their third time. Like, this is not okay.
We had people breaching contracts before their fifth year. Like, we know, like, SM needs to get it together.
Like, I'm gonna need them to be really serious. Like, how is this group on their, like, third, like, suing? Like, that's crazy,
right? Like,
like,
we've got to hit a record.
It's so weird. It's crazy because it's like the companies, like the labels, have so much, like, say in what their artists do. So many, like, guidelines of what they can and cannot do or what they can and cannot say. But they're not even treating them like they're not even paying them. Like, that's insane. Like, they have so much power and control over
crazy.
Like, people's lives, and they just don't care.
But that's here is the statement. This is from CBX's lawyer. My name is Lee J. Hock, and I am a lawyer from the law firm LIN, and I am representing Baekhyun, Schumann, and Chen. The artists, through their lawyer, have asked SM Entertainment to provide a transparent accounting of their payment process 7 times from March 21st. The request for transparent accounting is the most basic right of the artist, and SM Entertainment is also bound by law to fulfill their request. But SM has maintained that they will not be able to do so. As such, SM has abused its power and influence by making artists, after signing a 12 to 13 year contract, re-sign with them to make their contracts exceed 17 to 18 years. The artists feel as if they've been forced into signing slave contracts exceeding 20 years long, considering the many years they spent as trainees. Below are some of the abuses the artists have been through that they had not been able to expose themselves. So then it goes through, like, the three
things. I know they got stories.
Yeah, the three things that, like, SM has been doing. Artist stance on SM failing to provide transparent accounting. So this basically, it just goes over how, like, CBX have been wanting to see, like, how much they were making. And hey, SM, basically. And SM has not been doing that. And they haven't done it, like, they really haven't seen anything like that since they've worked at SM. The second one is artists' position on unfairly long-term contracts and attempts to extend them further. This just basically talks about just how long they've been with SM and, like, how 12 to 13 years is already, like, wild enough, because usually K-pop contracts are, like, 7 years. So, what is going on? And basically a statement to fans. That was the last thing. We apologize to the fans for causing concern. We are deeply sorry. Blah, 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 blah. We hope that you'll be interested in our story and our struggling courage. We would like to sincerely thank our fans who have supported us for so long. Thank you so much. But yeah, they were just talking about how they were scared and like in fear. And I'm just like, SM can go to hell. Like, why do they have to ask for pay stubs? That should just be readily available.
Man,
literally.
I'm not understanding. Mm-hmm. And then SM accused CBX. Basically, they accused Big Planet. That's another music company of trying to poach EXO. And so now it's SM trying to turn the narrative, saying that, oh, the members aren't doing this because of we're mistreating them. They're trying to do this because another company is trying to poach them. And basically, they had to, like, just... What is it called when you, like, defend those claims? Or, like, what is it called?
Deny?
Yes, deny. So they denied those claims. And it's just funny how, like, it's just trying to, like spin a narrative that, I don't know, that they're not their own people or that they can't think by themselves. Like,
mm-hmm. Like, these are grown men.
One of them married with kids, like, be for real.
Bro, like, they got families to feed.
Two children.
I forgot that nigga had a second kid. Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Damn.
Two children, bro.
Jesus. And they not even, like, big. They, like, back to back.
Was hitting them cheeks.
Hey. Oh my gosh. He like Rihanna and Rocky, for real.
Please.
I'm scared.
Please.
But anywho.
And
he was in the military.
Right.
Yeah, it gets tough, I guess. I don't know.
I'm going to get some coochie one way or the other.
Hey.
But they did, CBX did release, like, a later thing saying, like, whatever our future is with SM Entertainment or, like, just in general, we're going to try to be able to still be EXO, but just with different things, like, different labels. But they're saying that they're just going to, like, I feel like they're not, they want to avoid disbanding, basically. I don't think they want to disband. It's just, like, SM Entertainment is making it very hard to, like, keep working with them. Like,
yeah, no, that's valid. I sure would hope that they would, you know, I'm glad they're trying to put themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, you know, of course, like, the group is important, but, like, you know, they are too. And I feel like I'm just glad that they're speaking up about it now and, you know, better later than never, I guess. And
yeah,
I just, but I am glad that, you know, they did, like, try to, like, say, you know, like, I don't know, try to soften the blow by saying, like, we're not trying to end the group. We just want to be in a better place before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like that. And I hope they can get their coin. And yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, it was heard that all the members, like, agreed to, like, I don't know, what was it, for basically the case to go on, or for them to, like, look up things about, like, their, you know, the connections they have with SM Entertainment and whatever. And also, I feel like this can, like, affect the state of other artists there, too. Because I feel like mistreatment is all throughout SM. And
it definitely
needs to be investigated.
If they're talking I'm a burn 13-year contracts, that makes me think, how long did they sign Ace before? Ace was, like, what, their newest group?
Johnny. It's really crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a long-ass time. Like,
imagine being an idol from SM and being like, that's not like them, and be like, what do you mean 12 to 13 years?
Man.
But that's interesting, though, because it just, I feel like I need to be a fly on the wall, because, like, you have people that's in the same damn group, but be leaving. Like, what happened?
Bro.
Ben, like, there's some tea that we don't know about, of course, but, like, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's messy. I know it is.
SNSD, they have, you know, members that left, but, like, they still have a good relationship with SM, so, like.
Like, what goes on?
Yeah, and, like, SES was able to leave, but, like, I'm confused. Like, what's
tea?
Like, how do they like choose who to give these contracts to?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, because I'm like, what if it's just like it stopped at a certain point, but with, like, I feel like with SES, or like, I guess Girls' Generation too, maybe they had those same contracts too, just that they reacted a different way. Like, some members did, and some members didn't.
Also, money was so much different then. Like, they probably got paid what they got. Or, I'm gonna be real, they probably got paid similar to what they're getting paid to now, but the value was just different. Like, you know? Like, you get what I'm saying?
I just don't trust it. I don't know.
No, like, I don't trust them either.
Yeah.
They need to be paying them what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I think I'm buying multiple albums for them not to see this a penny. Like, don't make me mad.
I ain't buying no more albums.
Right, not from SM.
Oh, I'm out. Yep.
No more.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna buy that AT's album though.
I bought two today.
Oh my god, no. I want to get Minky Photocard so bad. But yeah, I'm not buying anything from SM, like,
it makes me sad because I want to get Ace the album.
I know what I just said, but I might buy hard.
Bruh. I'm so weak.
I'm gonna need them to get things settled with CBX before I buy anything. So
I'm just saying, because me and Ho looks so good.
The album's still gonna be there, so I'm just like, it's okay. I guess we can go on to the next topic. But yeah, I hope CBX can, like, fight through it and not lose like another member did. But you know,
can I talk about something? Oh, I'm very upset because Jonghyun and Dahyun got COVID.
What?
Yeah, they got COVID and they're not going to be at the Seattle show today, which just started.
How close is your show, July 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to come to yours?
I'm, like, ripping my hair out. Like, I'm really hoping and praying. Like, I'm thinking, like, the recovery is within, like, a week. And they don't have another show until, like, the 20th? I'm pretty sure. So I'm just hoping that they can get better before the next show. But, I mean, like, that's within, like, 3 days, you know? They need to rest.
Yeah, the long COVID. But, yeah, I hope they get better. Jesus.
Yeah, their next show is until the 21st, so, like, there's a good chance that, like, you know, they could be better.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you can see your girlfriend.
Yeah. If I can't, everyone's gonna have a problem. I promise you that. Everyone is gonna have a problem, not just me. Oh my god, thinking about that makes my head hurt. Oh no. Let's change the topic.
ATs came back today. Yeah. I think, how many EPs have they had? Which album is this? Their names to their albums are so long.
It's like The World Outlaw Part 2.
Because ATs Outlaw 1. Godly.
Out on C.
They kind of consistent though, I can't lie.
Please.
Bro. so long.
I gotta appreciate the consistency. I'm so serious.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's a good concept. I like their, like, the rubber boom.
They're consistent, and they gonna do what they do each time. Like, they go...
Exactly.
They go eat. They go tear up the stage. Tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I feel like their energy, like, this one group that I can say, like, they're like, performance-wise and, like, with their music, mm-hmm. their energy mm-hmm. since debut. Like, they've stayed, like, putting in that, like, that.
Work.
Yes.
That, like, work.
And I love it. Like, they have literally, I stayed consistent and improved and gotten better at that. Like,
okay.
I love ATEEZ. Like, they're, like, really good for, like, you know, they're a really good group. And I've never, like, actually, like sat down and said, like, but, like, thinking about it, ATEEZ be doing a damn thing.
Bro.
Like, I'm talking about 5 million views on a teaser.
What?
10 million views in less than 12 hours. Like, come on now.
Less than half a day. Like, crazy. Insane. Monumental.
Like, ATEEZ underrated. I mean, they're not underrated, but, like, I feel like they could be more popular. Like, they're not getting the hype for me.
I think, yeah. I think, and I don't think that they're appreciated as, like, you know, especially, I don't know. I feel like it's blowing my mind that they've never lost that, like, fire. Like,
you know what's crazy? Like, they're fourth gen. That blows my mind. Like,
that's crazy, I guess. I don't really know how that works, but
yeah. Anything like, I think 2000, like, late 2017 or like 2018 and up is like fourth gen.
Yeah.
So that would be 18, like, Stray Kids.
16.
Yeah.
But okay. My thing is, like, when I woke up this morning and I saw that 10 million views and I was, like, in under 12 hours, it reminded me of, like, back during the pandemic when Dynamite came out and we were trying to get 7 million views, or we got 7 million views in 7 minutes. I'm, like, I'm thinking more and more that, like, they're getting popular, you know? Like, that is something I feel like they could definitely do in the future, you know? Or they could definitely do now. I mean, that's a lot of views. And hold on, let me check how many views they got right now. Because it had to have gone up.
But yeah, I just want to see their climb go a little bit higher. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it. Because mm-hmm. like, except when it happened with 17, I was like, yo, like, they're really bad bitches for real. Like, top three.
Mm-hmm.
And not three or two. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. But yeah, I really do like Bouncy. When I first heard.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Bro, this edible hitting, like, crazy.
Fight back, Jen.
I'm fighting back, man. I'm fighting back. But Bouncy was, like, the first MV teaser, I was just like, I gotta hear this again. Because the bass goes crazy.
Bruh, dog, I played that fucking teaser back, like, 17 times. Like, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like,
I'm not gonna lie, I watched the teaser earlier today.
Bruh, it's just, like, when I first, like, because you know how it takes a second for, like, the music to start after the video starts?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard it, I was like, pause, I need to restart this, because I was not ready for him to just start off. I was not ready for it.
Are you talking about Sungha at the beginning?
No, just Hong Jung starting that slowly down. Like, I wasn't mm-hmm. ready to start the track that like teaser like that. And
that's how it felt watching the music video. Sungha jumped right in.
Bro, and like the it's just crazy. Like, they, I'm gonna say it, they for the Negroes. This truly and wholly how I feel, because the
no. No.
I won't say it.
Oh my god.
No, because why did that remind me of the tweet I saw? It was like, who taught it to the straw?
Bruh, because, yes, like, yeah, this was for the niggas. This was for the niggas. Like, literally, because I feel like I'm saying nothing right now, and I'm not. I know I'm not. This edible be my ass too a little bit, not gonna lie. I feel you, Jay.
Screaming. But you are saying something. I do hear you. Like, I feel like they make good music that niggas like. Like, they make music for the girls, the gays, the niggas. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to figure out who's in the studio. Like, who's making these beats? Because
who that nigga know? Because it's a nigga that's on, like, almost all the albums. I forgot his name. Hold on. Let me see. AT's producer.
Yes, whoever that is.
It's Eden.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He needs Mm-hmm.
I just kind of think it's funny that this is the sound that they chose. It's kind of funny to me. Like, he's like, I don't know. This kind of hit or something. Like. I don't know.
I feel like it's a really good progression from how they started. Like, this is still very much a tease.
Yeah. It's like, and it's funny because, like, even though they have those, like, you know, some songs that are given, like, hood bop, it, like, they still have that, like, whole concept, that whole pirate, a cowboy, whatever the fuck concept.
Mm-hmm.
They figure out a way to make it fit. They go
save a horse.
And I love that.
Save a horse. Anyways, anyways.
What? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
But the mini album is so good. Like, every single song is so good. It usually takes a while for me to listen to albums. Like, I still haven't even listened to Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. But
oh girl,
I like, so many of my friends were telling me, like, listen, oh, Django. I was like, okay, let me start to finish. Let me tell you something. I do not regret it. And this album will be on repeat. It will be on repeat.
Yeah. I need to give it a second listen, because I don't know. I feel like the first listen to an album, and you're not sure about all the songs, you're kind of like, okay. But when you do the second listen, like, it be changing people's worlds. Like,
I don't know. What album?
I'm trying to think. I think it was one of NCT Dream's albums.
Oh, yeah. It was probably definitely an NCT album for me.
Wait, hold on. What? I missed that. What'd you say?
No, something about a second listen when you, like, you listen to an album first just to, like, listen to it, but then you actually go back and actually, like, listen, and that shit hit different the second time around.
Yeah. I feel like that was Sticker for me. Because at first, Sticker still the song, yeah. But the album too, I was like, okay, these are some good songs, but I didn't listen to it for like a second time until like a few weeks later, and I was like, this album is like really hit right now. It's really good. Like, it's just, I just feel like I had to do that with AT's just to see like where I'm at, because right now I only got like three songs that are really, that really stuck out to me for real.
That's crazy.
And this,
but in a good way.
Yes. But like, not to say that all the songs aren't good. Like, I feel like they're all good. But I just need like to know which songs are like, my favorite. Yes.
Like, I get that.
Cause Wake Up was like, I was like, that was instant. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm preparing myself for that. Do that soon because I need to.
You gotta do our album review. All of us. We gonna do a few.
Oh yes. I will be there. I will be there. Absolutely.
Because I'll do a second listen.
And I guess I need to catch up on other albums too, like Stray Kids and etc. I'm really, really bad at listening to new music. Like, if you guys ever have new music, just send it to me. Like, force me to listen to it, please.
Like, how do I force you? Do I just gotta keep saying, like, listen to it, listen to it, listen?
Like, spam it to me and just be like, please. And then I'll listen to it and I'll give you my thoughts so you can know listen to it.
So funny.
If I don't give you like feedback, then I didn't listen to it. And then you can like keep harassing me to listen to it, you know?
Okay.
I really love discovering new music that I love. Like that feeling is so unmatched.
That is true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And y'all have great music tastes. So I trust you. Like we all like the same stuff pretty much.
Have you listened to Baby Metal?
Some, but not a lot. So send me stuff.
Yeah, I sure will.
Because, I mean, we talked about it before. Like, I like Baby Metal, but I don't listen to them, like, as often as I do other stuff. So I only know, like, maybe songs. But I've definitely seen some of their performances, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard, like, a few more songs by them, and like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get more into this because I don't know, they hit every time, and there's like a lot of them. I don't know if there's a lot, but like it's like question, but well, yeah, they're good. They got good stuff going.
Okay.
I'm so weak, please. Not too much.
Bro. No, because Sab's voice, she sound like a panther.
Me? A panther?
Yes.
What do you mean
by that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, you talk like a suave cat.
Not a suave cat.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. I hope it's smooth.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just describe it like that because you know how like them Disney villains be talking sometimes. It's just a smooth voice.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So why did I? What's that blue villain? That's immediately what I thought of. The blue hair. Do you know the Greek mythology dude?
No.
Oh, Hades.
Yes, that's what I think of.
Excuse me. His voice is kind of velvety.
Maybe Mufasa?
Oh! Yeah.
That'd be a killer Halloween costume. Like, I'd be like a Cats member, but Mufasa? Oh, my word. That's funny. Could you imagine a Cats remake of The Lion King?
Bro. I mean...
I think that'd be really funny.
Like, real cats?
No. Like, the musical cat.
Oh, but that's, I mean, they're cats, technically.
Exactly.
Ain't that just, like, the Lion King, like, on live?
I mean, yeah.
You ever see the commercials on Disney Channel? They show, like, parts of the Lion King fight.
That's crazy that you're watching Disney Channel. I haven't watched Disney Channel in so long.
I'm talking about when I was younger, nigger.
Oh, please.
Please. Yeah, I don't remember those commercials.
I mean, not really.
That was very silly.
How?
My memory could be jogged.
No, it's
maybe that, if I saw that, it.
Like, I
don't. What?
I don't know. I just, what's like a funny commercial that y'all like remember when y'all was younger?
Call Jay Wentworth. 877 cash now.
877 cash now.
877
Think of that, like
motherfucking ravioli.
Are you talking about the sham fucking fucking can
that follows the fucking kid home.
Make a bigger salary.
Stranger danger.
What's going on? Hurry.
Oh my gosh. The fucking commercial that was like that guy yelling about you miss college and go to school. Like, he was hilarious.
I'm taking my classes online, getting my degree.
Bro.
In education.
Not education connection.
Bro. They always had that or that man on Teen Nick.
Yes. That lady, like, the reason why I was like so obsessed with that commercial is because he looked like my cousin's girlfriend who died, but she looked like the white version of her.
Oh, I was about to say, she was white.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy that you said that she looked like a white woman.
It's like a ghost reincarnated.
I said that the lady looked like a white version of the black lady.
Yeah, but like to be compared to a white woman in the first place, like.
Well, she did.
And like, I don't ever want to be like, ooh, I got a doppelganger, but she like white. No!
That'd be awful. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Man.
But I do get what you mean, Jatera, yes. That is the end of the topics. Yeah, that was... We just had a conversation. Bro.
Yeah. So
funny. So, I don't know. The next section or segment, I changed the name again. I don't know why. I just be changing the names. But I decided to call it check-in. Yeah. I just decided to call it check-in. It's more cute. Yeah. So, who wants to go first? Like, what's going on, like, right now? It's been a very long time since we, like, talked about our lives.
So, life is okay.
Continue to not talk about my life.
Oh.
All right, Val. Anybody else?
No. Were you about to speak?
No. Me? No.
Oh, that's okay. Nothing really. It's summer break. I'm stress-free for now. Just me and my all my lonesome. But that's fine, I guess.
You ain't got to deal with those fake-ass bitches.
Oh, what?
Yeah, those people.
What happened?
Three of my co-workers, we were like a group of friends of four, and then it became three, minus me. Yeah, they like ditched me and didn't say anything about it, and like no type of communication whatsoever. And then like when I found out why, they were like, oh, you just don't open up. Like, we just love it if you would, like, talk to us. And I'm like, that's funny, considering you would like communication. It's very funny and rich. But you know what? I'm actually okay. I'm really fine. I'm actually better and happier that they're gone, because it's, like, three people I don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I can just focus on me
mm-hmm.
and my future partner. Yes.
Period.
Her.
Yes.
And my pen, because I cannot find it.
I just had it. No, because like.
I feel like Johnny.
I'm screaming. Stop.
Please. You're funny.
But yeah, fuck them for real. Like, if I ever see them, it's on site. Like,
you know what's so crazy? Like, I am such like a giving person. Like, I put their favorite colors in my hair. Like, that's the extent of my friendship, basically. But you know what? It's fine. I'll just put everyone else's colors in my hair. Like, I had y'all's colors. Y'all's favorite colors.
That was so cute.
Yes, that was cute.
Yeah, I can't wait to do it again. It's probably one of my favorite styles.
It's cute. I feel like you're awesome and they suck. So,
thank you. I know they suck.
Yeah, a lot. Like
I'm just not understanding their logic.
Are they white?
Yeah. Well, one of them is Hispanic, but the other two are white.
This is giving.
I know passive aggressive.
I know you other two know what I'm thinking about.
Racism?
Mm-hmm. Marcel.
Oh!
Yeah, college.
Damn. Yeah.
I was also the oldest out of all of them. So, like,
ag.
I feel like that. And just what the?
I was just about to say, did she just? But she did. I'm just playing.
Who was that?
What did you say?
Is that Tara?
She say
it wasn't me.
I don't know why she says that. Like she's not 3 days younger than me. Like you, okay.
Oh my goodness! I was just playing. Dang.
Oh wait, that is crazy because you're the youngest in our group.
Oh. Wait, me or Tara?
You.
Oh, well, listen, let's not think about that right now.
I'm wait, what? Screaming.
Wait, Sav, was Sav born in 2001?
No, 2000.
Ain't Sav's birthday before mine?
Is it November 2nd? Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Damn, never mind. But you're still like, y'all are like Machne line.
I'm so weak. I was like, why did you call me a hag when I'm 3 days older than you? You know, that's like twins, basically.
No, because I thought she said something else, and I was about to say, oh, no, Tara. But I was like, she would never say that, so why did you?
Oh, no.
What did you think I was going to say?
F word.
What rhymes with hag?
She thought she said F word.
Yes.
Oh.
Happened to
you. Bro. No, because it's the fact that I was just like, I know she didn't say it. I just wanted to see her reaction. To be accused of her.
Why would you do that?
Clear her name. But yeah, that's how I've been doing.
Honestly,
you know what? Go ahead. But, I'm kidding.
I'll cut that out.
Oh, yeah.
Karma will get them.
Honestly, I wouldn't be so. I feel like that would be the thing that I would go to jail for.
First what? Thing. Someone, but not actually killing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, I'll just put a funny effect over it.
Delete it.
Just be like, out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Air horn or something.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't give a shit what they think about us.
Yeah. What's wait, going on with you, Jamie? Yeah. Huh?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Whose birthday coming up?
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Who about to be a bad bitch? Like
I don't know.
On her birthday,
I'm
like,
so weak.
Dang, you're gonna be 20.
She's gonna be a sexy, sexy boy.
Yes, sexy, sexy boy.
Please.
Oh my god, you gotta start saying swag now, Jamie, like the boys do.
Swag.
Swaggy.
I just wanna be able to say, like, hey, what's up? It's your boy.
It's your boy, Skinny Penis.
Yo, it's your yo, boy.
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, bro, bruh.
What?
But, what's going on with me? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just working. It's just a lot of work. Of a lot of, like, trying to live, I guess. I don't know. The economy is kind of depressing me, like, real bad. Like, down bad.
Why?
Man, I'm just like... Imagine if I had to pay rent, because, like, life is kind of, like, I just, oh, no. Like, if I thought I was poor now, like, I wouldn't be able to, I'd really just be, like, scraping by if I lived with, like, in an apartment. And I'm just, like, I wish, why does it have to be like this?
Capitalism.
Bro.
Yeah.
Really? Awful. I totally get that. Because if I had to pay, I wouldn't be going to no concerts. Nothing.
All right.
Me having to pay rent.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, I don't, but.
But y'all are so lucky, too, though. To, like, you guys get the independence.
I guess.
Yeah. In a way.
Do you guys regret moving out?
No. I mean, I was going to have to deal with anything.
I just wish I had money. I just wish I was, like, not poor and struggling.
Yeah.
I give a shit what they think about.
Yeah, I understand. I just feel like we all shouldn't be struggling like this. Because, like, it's just fucked. Like, people our age, like, back in the day, they were able to get, like, an apartment and stuff. And just, like, live. Right. And still have fun. Like, now it's just, like...
One check is rent.
Bro.
Really? Man, can't do shit.
Like, no.
Man. No. Out here, bro.
And imagine, like, people really used to get, like, $1,000 a month and thought that was okay. Like, the minimum wage is still, in some places, like, $12. Or, like...
Guess what it is in Georgia?
What is it?
I looked it up, like, 2 days ago. Guess what minimum wage is in Georgia?
What is it?
$7.25.
Oh, yeah.
That's the federal minimum wage.
It's crazy. You know what? If it wasn't, like, on a federal level, it would be lower. It'd be, like, 5-something.
Oh. My heart hurts. I can't.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. I was like, I need to get promoted now. Glad I did.
But yeah, the economy is just like
terrible,
making me a little depressed. But I don't know, I'm starting to get back more into like the things I like doing since
literally that was me,
bruh,
all last year, all the beginning of this year. Like, I'm slowly getting out of it, and it's a struggle. If you ever need help, you can come to me. I just force myself to do things. Yeah. It's really bad. That's why it takes so long to listen to the music, because it's like I don't have the motivation to do things that I used to like. But like, that's when like force me. And then when I get the serotonin of listening to new music, it's like, wow, life. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I know y'all see me listening to Illusion 20 times a week. Like,
please.
That song opened eyes. It really did.
It sure did.
It's just very good.
Yeah. Man, it's the world like sucks kind of.
Retreat.
Yes. No, because like, and they wonder why, like, just like, they be like, why is mental health so low these days? Like, why is all my kids like depressed? Because, girl, have you seen it around here? Like,
man, it's ghetto. It's real bad. Like, It's just sucks. Everything sucks. People are fucking mean for no reason. Like, I don't get paid enough. The price of groceries is ridiculous. Like, I don't know what they expect.
It makes me sad because I really like eggs and I just can't bring myself to spend that much.
Kroger got an 18 count for like $1.49.
We don't got Kroger down here.
What?
We got it in Atlanta, but not where I am.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's okay.
Bro, I know it's expensive to live in Atlanta.
Man.
Absolutely.
Duh.
It's better if you have people to live with you.
I should just move to Atlanta.
Maybe we should move. Yes.
We should all move with Sav.
Yes, come. That'd be so fun.
I'm traffic.
We'd be roommate.
And they were roommates.
Hey,
what'd you say?
And they were roommates.
Oh my god, they were roommates.
Thank you, Jamie. But that'd be really fun. If not, move. Come visit.
Yeah.
Some nice spots here. Some really nice spots.
Ooh. Nice spot.
Yeah. I want to go to Atlanta. Maybe that should be my birthday trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It'd be so fun.
I know they got some party spots.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, like, my budget is not going to be, like, I can go out of state, but I can't, like, go out of country yet. Like, I feel like I won't be at that point, like, at 25. So, I think Atlanta would be a good place to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Miami, too.
Ew.
I want to go to Florida, let me know. My cousin lives there, and he wants me to come down there.
I don't know why. I don't want to go to Florida. Unless I'm going
Florida,
to
bro, we need to go to Orlando, please. It's so fun.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it is so fun.
Bro.
I've never been. I've only been to Panama.
Bro, or should I just go to Florida again? See, look, Florida is just so, like, Orlando,
okay, but
Florida.
That's comfortable. Like, what'd you say? Break out your comfort zone and come to Atlanta.
I'm screaming, but I'm just saying, like, because, like, other people can experience Florida too.
Go to the Pink Trap House.
But it's your birthday.
Yes.
You should be with the gays.
I do want to go to Atlanta though.
Treat yourself.
You should go be with the gays in Atlanta.
I don't know.
We got rainbows on the street. Like, it's for real.
Be real good out here.
Like, I'm so serious.
I want to go to Louisiana.
I've been. It's nice.
Down
when I see family. I want to go to New Orleans, though. I've never been.
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
I want to go to New Orleans.
I want to go during Mardi Gras.
Are you going to show your
that
babies?
Sounds crazy.
Maybe. I know Aaron go every year, so.
Oh my gosh, you could meet Aaron there. That would be so cute.
Okay, so our last segment is going to be recommendations. So this is where we recommend something, someone, no, not someone. Anyway, well, technically someone, if it's like a solo artist. Anyway, who want to go first?
You can go first. I recommend Why Rihanna Ended Up at the Duke Mansion. It is an anime that was adapted from a webtoon. I think it's a really good anime right now. If you do like manga, I would recommend that you read it first before watching, just so, like, you're not like, oh my god, why is this going so slow? Like, can we... Well, not so slow, but, like, why is this episode only 25 minutes? Because, like, it's not enough. Yeah, but basically, this girl, she was on this rooftop and somebody pushed her off. And then she ended up waking up, or she ended up in the book, a book that she read as not the main character, but the side character who... she knows is going to die. Her husband is going to poison her, and she, like, I don't want to die, so she kind of, like, rewrites the story as this character. Anyway, it's really nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It is very good.
And Noah's my man.
Yes.
Or he mean really, I'm the man.
He yeah.
Hold on, let me gather my resources.
It really has a gay, not a gay accent. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I meant a high.
Who?
Gay has a high accent.
God.
Hi.
It's her saying gay accent, please. I can't breathe.
I didn't mean gay accent.
What does that sound like to you, Jamie?
A high or gay?
Okay, so my recommendation.
What are you asking?
So my recommendation is Juvenile Justice. It's a K-drama on Netflix. It's pretty short. It kind of reminds me of like, just how short it is, like My Name, or what was another K-drama on Netflix that short? Oh, Squid Game. But it's kind of low-key. It's about like these judges basically and how they handle like the juvenile justice system in South Korea. And it's just these niggas are low-key kind of evil. Like, some of these kids, like, they could be reformed and stuff, but some of them are just, like, too far gone to the point where it's, like, there's no going back. Like, your parents fucked you up. Or, like, the law basically gave you a pass, so now you keep fucking up and you think that's okay. And it's just, like, just seeing the actions that these kids do, it's just, like, bruh. It's crazy. But the judges are pretty cool. I don't know, one of them get on my nerves though, but you'll understand when you like see the main character. She's kind of a cold character, but you see why, like you learn throughout the drama why she's like that. And
yeah,
I thought I spilled water, but yeah, it's just very good. I finished it like in a week, which is kind of fast for me. And it's on Netflix.
Oh, sorry. I had to collect my thoughts. My recommendation this week is going to be Marshmallow by Misamo. Misamo, yeah. The Japanese subunit from Twice. Don't even play with them. The song is good. Momo's voice. Oh my god. But anyways, it's really good. And look forward to the mini album that comes out next month.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap it up, you know?
Yes. Hi. I'm going to recommend an app. It's called Finn. Like the bird, the little birdies. It's basically a app that helps you with like self-care and mindfulness, and I've been using it for 8 days now. My Finch is now a toddler. Their name is Cheese. They go by they, them pronouns. So it's very inclusive, as it lets you pick the pronouns for your bird and lets you name the bird, and then it asks for your name as well. So like, you're the bird's human, and basically the things that you do that day, that like there's like a list of things you can do, like tasks that help you, like you know build a better like self. You every time you like check off those tasks, you help Tease go on an adventure, and you get rainbow stones. You can like dress them up and stuff, and really cute. It's a cute app, so I would recommend that. And
I'm glad that you said something, because I saw like an ad for it, and I was like, "There's no way that app is legit."
Pause.
And then here you are.
I'm gonna send you an invite code, because
I'm so weak.
I have been recommending this app to like everyone, and I've had three accepted invites already. So if anyone else wants to get an invite code, let me know, because I will send you one. And not only do, like, of course, like, I get something for inviting people, but if you accept someone else's offer, you get a little micro pet, which is basically like a little friend for your birdie to have with them. So that's cool. So yeah, accept my invite code, Zav.
Thank you.
So
yeah, if anybody else is like, you know, struggling with like taking care of themselves and like, I don't know, just like need a reminder sometimes, maybe, or like somewhere
sometimes
to get.
We all do.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like it's helped me a lot because I'm like, oh, I have to go do this thing so that she's can go on an adventure and then grow up into a nice Finch baby. I mean, adult, you know? So yeah, it's really good. I like it. I love it.
I'm going to, I downloaded it right now and I'm submitting your code.
Yeah, I'm downloading it too.
My bird name is Bebe, and her and Cheese went on an adventure today.
Oh my yes. God, that's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
It's also like cool because with the people that you've invited, you can like add them as friends. It's basically called like your little group of friends is called a tree town. And like you would invite them to your tree town and you can send them super good vibes, or like you can just send them good vibes, and that lets the birdies hang out together, and that's so cute. Like about the app is like it's very cute. Got basically any pride flag to exist is probably on here.
What pride flag is your bird holding?
It's holding the gender fluid pride flag.
I haven't seen this flag before.
Yes, there's a lot of like a few flags that I've seen. Like I haven't really seen a lot before, but like the gay men pride flag. I haven't seen that a lot. Like for the first time, on here.
Oh yeah. Let me type in it incorrectly because it's Finn. It's Finch.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. That is the end of our show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ITMFMPod. That is ITMFMPod. And, you know, give us a follow. Leave a comment whenever I post this episode.
I just have something to say.
Say
don't Jay voice is like a higher pitch than usual.
It's because she high. Dang.
I didn't notice it. I think it sounds nice.
It's cute because it's like she talks like that whenever she gets high.
I feel like I'm being targeted.
Because you're cute, yeah.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. I guess I'll say thank you.
I hate Jake.
Right.
Except for compliment.
I did. Usually I don't be saying nothing. I just be like,
Yeah, literally.
See, like, I'm trying to accept compliments more.
But I'm the same way. I can't even lie.
I would just laugh.
Literally.
I'll just laugh.
Me too. I've got no way to normally react. Mm-hmm. I laugh at everything. Oh, God.
Okay.
But that is the end. And everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Watching. Or listening. Oops.
I'm working for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make